welcome everybody to the Krigler Show. I am rocking my fancy hat today. This is my Peaky Blinders outfit. How you guys doing? Good to see you all. Welcome to the show. We are halfway through the week. I'm all by myself today. I had a wonderful guest yesterday. If you missed it, it was a great conversation. You should definitely go check it out. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to be talking about some interesting things. Electric vehicles. And how they're practically taking over the world, in a sense. And the rich people are going to get a lot richer. Why? Because they are investing in all of the raw earth minerals that they need to basically make the electric vehicles. And it kind of wraps up perfectly with China, because they are trying to control us in that exact fact. So, excuse me. And not only are they trying to wrap us all into needing them for these minerals to make electric vehicles, they are planning on taking Taiwan. Now, they've all but said, we are about to attack you, Taiwan, so get ready. But if there's ever been red flags, they're waving them right now. And there's plenty of different flags that I have pulled up to show you. It's pretty evident that they are going to be taking Taiwan quite soon. So it's very sad to say that, Afghanistan is essentially fallen, and now Taiwan, I believe, is next. All right, and then we're going to talk about Hope versus Rapinoe. Now, this is a story about Hope Solo. She accused Megan Rapinoe of basically abusing her fellow teammates to also bend the knee with her when she was bending the knee. So it's kind of interesting to hear someone else's perspective who was on the team with Megan Rapinoe, who is famous for not playing soccer, but kneeling during the national anthem, which to me, I think is disrespectful. But yeah, please, before we do, go follow me over on Odyssey. And check me out there. I almost have 5,000 followers. Please help me get up to 5,000. I do want to say thank you to everybody who followed the Krigler Coffee Instagram. We are officially at 1,000 followers. Thank you all for going over there. I would have said something yesterday, but I had a guest on, and we just kind of got right into the flow of the conversation. It was great. But thank you all for following Krigler Coffee from the start to where we are now. Of course, you could check it out, kriglercoffee.com, if you'd like to support me and have some delicious coffee at the same time. I also want to give a shout out to my brother, Matt. Happy birthday, Matt. Today is my brother's birthday. He is, in fact, the one who inspired me to have the Commodore's Reserve, one of the newer, well, the newest blend that I offer on my website, and proceeds for that sale for Commodore's Reserve go to 22 Until None, which is a nonprofit dedicated to the well-being of our veterans, because I don't know if you know this, 22 veterans a day commit suicide, and it's that's why it's 22 Until None. So it's like we want to help them after they've come back, and the horrors that they've seen that we don't understand as civilians. It really does support them, and you know, I feel like I'm also supporting my brother in the same sense, and it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Matt. I love you, bro. All right, so let's get into it. Today we're going to be talking about, I'm gonna take that off. How's my hair look? I don't even know what it looks like. All right, so let's start with electric vehicles, because there's this big push for electric vehicles. It's the future, it's green energy, you know. And I kind of ask myself, is it really better for the environment? You know, are we actually doing ourselves a favor by switching? And, you know, the answer is yes, of course, because it's not, you know, it recharges and you're able to go over and over again without using a propellant, right? Fossil fuels. But that isn't to say that it isn't without its dirtiness, I guess. You know, it's still detrimental to the environment, because we have to go mine the minerals to now make and replace all of the the gas, coal plants and cars that are out there, And that in itself isn't very clean. And I'm going to go over that. But let's start with this, because I found this. This is from Live Science. Is an electric car better for the planet? And it says, it depends on how we make electricity that powers these cars. And it also depends on that's actually the main point of it. But it also requires us to mine batteries and lithium and cobalt, and there's a list, I think iron as well, a bunch of different things to actually create the batteries. Let's see here. Which is better for Earth, electric or gas-powered vehicle? The answer to this question might seem blindingly obvious. Of course, electric cars must be better for the environment because they don't have exhausts, so they don't emit greenhouse gases as they drive. However, EVs, electric vehicles, aren't perfect, and they come with their own set of polluting problems. Notably, their battery contains components such as lithium that require a significant amount of energy to source and extract. Which, by the way, they don't use electric vehicles to extract this stuff. I don't know if you know that. But battery production is just one part of an electric car's lifespan. A 2014 study published in the journal Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences looked at the entire life cycle of an EV's emissions, from mining the metals required for the batteries to producing the electricity needed to power them, then compared this with the average emissions of a gas-powered vehicle. The team found that when electric vehicles are charged with coal-powered electricity, they're actually worse for the environment than conventional gasoline cars. In much of the world, however, national grids are now clean enough for EVs to beat their gasoline-powered counterparts when it comes to pollution and greenhouse gas emissions during their lifetimes. Only when connected to the dirtiest coal-heavy electric grids do gasoline internal combustion engines become comparable to EVs on a greenhouse gas basis, said Colin Shepard, a researcher with expertise in energy and transportation systems engineering at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California. There are a few places where the electric grids are still supplied entirely or mainly by coal. This may come as a surprise to many of you, but it's China as one of them. In 2019, it was estimated at 58% of the country's power supply came from coal, and it's likely that some parts of China are still entirely supplied by coal. However, China's grid is improving with more investments in renewables. For example, it has twice the wind energy capacity as the U.S., and it builds more solar panels per year than any other countries, according to Nature magazine. This pattern of improvement, more renewable energies and fossil fuels, is a global one, and it helps to boost the environmental credentials of electric vehicles, said Gordon Bauer, an electric vehicle researcher at the International Council of Clean Transportation in San Francisco. As grids become greener, during the lifetime of an electric vehicle, it's only going to get better. I mean, and this makes sense, right? We are not built currently for an electric lifestyle. And it's only a shame that we didn't listen to Nikola Tesla 100 years ago when we could have based our entire system on free energy. That's right, he was able to create devices that sent energy out into the air. I don't know if you know much about Nikola Tesla. He was, in fact, the first person I did a deep dive on. Incredible man. And he designed a lot of insanely amazing things that we still could learn from and probably use to help us maybe charge cars naturally from the Tulare current, for example, which is just something that would be absolutely incredible. I mean, the problem, I think, lies in the average person can't afford an electric vehicle in the first place. You know, these electric vehicles, they are not cheap. Here is the cheapest electric vehicles currently. I mean, obviously, these are brand new, 2021, $30,000 for a new electric vehicle, Mini Cooper. Let's see, the Nissan Leaf, $32,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Electric, 34,000. Chevrolet Bolt, 37,000. And then, of course, we got the Tesla at 41,000. And then, of course, Mustang, whatever, that's 43, but that's not really what you would be getting anyway. But these things are not cheap. It's, you know, hybrids. I actually have a hybrid myself. They are great, but they're, you know, they still use gas. You know, I have a hybrid SUV. It's great. It gets 30 miles to the gallon, which is fantastic, but, you know, it's not full electric. Maybe it could be converted someday. I'm not sure. But, you know, these things are not really attainable for the average person, I don't think, personally. It's, you know, it seems like, you know, spending $40,000, $30,000 on a car is absolutely ridiculous, because that's a lot of money. I mean, $10,000 is a lot of money for the average person, I think. You know, it's... anyway, I mean, I'm getting sidetracked, you know, because it feels so... Yeah, of course, we'll all just switch to, you know, go ahead and just buy a new car. You know, I got this a lot when I was going vegan. For example, I still wear my leather boots. And you know what? Some vegans get pissed at me for it, and I don't care. I'm not going to spend $350 on new boots that suck. Right? I have boots. I'm not going to get rid of them. I really went vegan for health reasons. You know, I'm not... Yeah, I'm against animal cruelty, of course. But, you know, am I going to get rid of... Am I saving an animal for getting rid of my leather boots? No. Now, one could argue that using a gas vehicle is bad for the environment. But using gas vehicles to mine, for lack of better words, the crap out of the earth... is way worse. Or hey, maybe we should call out China for being completely on coal in some areas. Almost 60% and the entire country runs on coal still. Where you at, Greta Thunberg? Huh? You love calling out America. Well, America happens to be on the forefront of moving towards green energy. Okay, sure, China has a lot more wind farms, but they also have over a billion people population. Yeah? I mean, it's crazy. And they produce everything. And they're ranking in money from literally every single country. Of course they can afford it. That's what happens when you give all of your production over to a solitary country like China. They suddenly start ranking in the money. And that's what they've been doing. And I'm gonna get to that in a little bit, but before I do, I want to say there's a new push for digging for these materials. Billionaire-backed mining firm to seek electric vehicle metals in Greenland. Where have we heard about Greenland recently? Oh yeah, Trump wanted to buy Greenland. And people thought he was crazy. They were like, no way, why is this guy's crazy? What's this president doing? It turns out it's actually a fairly decent idea. Why? Because it's rich. It's rich with minerals. This is just showing you. Mineral exploration company Cobalt Metals, backed by billionaires Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. Also, where is it? And Michael Bloomberg. Would you look at that? These billionaires, they're getting together, starting a company to now mine the minerals that they're going to force everyone to switch to. The new infrastructure plan. I don't know if you know about that, but it's going to basically get rid of gas vehicles. Like, don't get me wrong, okay? I'm all for green energy. I'm all for moving forward into a cleaner earth. Don't get me wrong, all right? I want to make that clear. But I also am a realist, okay? And this is going to force a lot of people to not be able to buy cars, to own vehicles, to have the freedom to live somewhere and be able to drive somewhere to work. It's going to get worse. Do you see the picture that I'm painting right here? These people are going to, they're switching, right? The elites, the gas, the power really is where power comes from. I mean power to fuel your cars, to make sure your refrigerator turns on, the lights turn on at night, the heating and air conditioning work, so that you don't die from cold in the wintertime, right? This is the true power on the planet, I think, you know, just my own personal viewpoint on it. And these guys, Bill Gates, not to bring up all the other stuff why I don't trust that man, right? He's buying farmland in America, and now he's buying, you know, he's not buying Greenland, but they are basically, Cobalt is the company that they're now backing to go mine Greenland, so that they're going to be raking in even more money by forcing the world to switch to electric vehicles. I think there's a better way. I don't know what it is. I'm not claiming I have any answers, because, you know, for someone to claim they have the answers is, you know, of course obnoxious. You know, there are no answers. No one person could have the answers. But it's scary because, I mean, Greenland, here's the scary part, right? Greenland minerals sitting on rare earth, sleeping giant. Now here's, Greenland already managed to lasso a major Chinese rare earth investor with a balance sheet worth $4.5 billion. China already has its hand on Greenland. Yeah, they're already ready. And say what you will about Marjorie Greene, okay? People love to vilify this woman, but she, I mean, she's got some good points sometimes. Okay, I can't say I always agree with her, but look at this. This is from Gitter. I actually haven't signed up to this yet. I probably should. She goes, votes next week for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure and $3.5 trillion budget bills are the most dangerous and deceptive bills Democrats have yet to pass. These bills will make AOC's Green New Deal law and will destroy American independence and enslave us to China. She continues and explains, we will be forced to drive electric vehicles by law, and all vehicles sold in the US by 2030 will be EV only. EV operates with battery engines. China dominates the world's battery market at over 75%. And the US only has a fraction of the entire process, ranging from 0 to 10%. Americans will depend on China to drive their cars. Batteries are made with rare earth minerals. China controls 80% plus of all of the earth's rare mineral mines. And now it gets real juicy. Afghanistan has $1 trillion plus in rare earth minerals. Now do you get it? And look at this map. Let me blow this up a little bit so you can see it. They've got copper mines, iron deposits, niobium, cobalt, gold, molybdenum. All these things are absolutely needed. Copper, iron. $1 trillion worth of untapped mineral deposits in Afghanistan. No wonder China's backing Afghanistan. No wonder they're working with Taliban. Yeah. Sure. You do whatever you want. We've got the power to crush you anyway. And we would. Of course, this is China speaking. Because they want those minerals. And they want to control the entire planet. If China gets control of Greenland, which it seems like they've got the jump on, even this company that is backed by a couple of billionaires in America, sure, like that, I trust them more anyway. I mean, I don't trust any of these people. But we are going to be stuck on forcing to go to China for this stuff. It's a problem. All right, that's enough about electric vehicles, but I want to stay on the subject of China. Because I did a report last week about China. They had maybe it was Monday, I don't know. The time and news, it's been an insane news week. China had an ominous signal to Taiwan. I actually have it right here. It's from the Global Times. From what happened in Afghanistan, this was only, you know, August 16th. Not too long. from what happened in Afghanistan, those in Taiwan should perceive that once a war breaks out in the Straits, the island's defense will collapse in hours, and the U.S. military won't come to help. As a result, the DPP will quickly surrender. My. Now that, if that doesn't say, we're going to invade you soon, Taiwan. We want you. They already are claiming. They've got John Cena speaking Mandarin, saying sorry. He actually, it slipped out that he said that Taiwan is a country. Hey, China. Taiwan is a country. Yeah, I said it. It is. It's the real China. It's insane. This is from the same site, or same Chinese propaganda media, right? Because here it says, it even has it, state-affiliated media. When it says China state-affiliated media, you know you're up to no good. But this is from them. And this is interesting. Look, just listen to the way that they've written this. Update. Senator reveals 30,000 U.S. troops stationed in Taiwan Island, equal to declaring war on China, if it's true. Tweet deleted after wide controversy. Wow. This is the China state media saying this. There's a U.S. senator that said that they have U.S. troops in Taiwan. That's them declaring war on us. Basically saying that we have troops on Chinese soil. When in fact it's Taiwanese soil. But that doesn't matter to them because they see Taiwan as theirs. A senior U.S. senator, also a member of the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, on his social media revealed that the U.S. has 30,000 soldiers stationed in China's Taiwan Island. China's Taiwan Island. See? They're even saying it. It's ours. It's China's Taiwan Island. If the tweet is correct, it is a military invasion and occupation of China's Taiwan, an equivalent of the U.S. declaring war on China. China could immediately activate its anti-secession law to destroy and expel U.S. troops in Taiwan and reunify Taiwan militarily, some experts noted. This is 2 days ago. This is from 2 days ago. They're saying, yeah, you know what? We can use this to start a war. And we'd be justified because they're on our island. They're on our island. We are justified in attacking them. He said it. Now in the tweet, you can see he's saying the troops today in all these different countries. And then if in Afghanistan, 2,500. Of course, I think that number is now 5,000 or something. We had to send troops back to try to save Americans there. That is a whole nother situation that is absolutely insane. I'll probably do an update on it tomorrow. My goodness. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. This is absolutely crazy. This is a Chinese state media saying we are going to take Taiwan militarily because the U.S., they're blaming it on us now. And why do they think they can? Because America currently has a weak president. That's right. Joe Biden is weak. The dude can't even read. I can't even speak on his own. He has to read. And he does it so terribly and robotically. It's embarrassing. As an American, I want to be proud of my president. And all these people that are like, I stand with Biden. You should be ashamed of yourself. Because this is Biden's fault. There was a guy crushed in the wheel well of a plane with his body flapping. It was a horrifying image that I happened to see. I can't unsee it. It's terrible. But then thousands of American citizens are stuck in Kabul right now while they took out, packed a plane full. In fact, he was asked about it in an interview today. And he goes, that was 4 or 5 days ago. No, it was 2 days ago, President. 2 days ago. It wasn't 4 or 5 days ago. It wasn't, oh, that was, it's over. What does it matter anyway? How dare you have that attitude? It matters. You need to answer for your decisions. Ooh, cannot stand Biden. Or the people that blindly support him. You are part of the problem. This just in, China urges the U.S. to stop official contacts, arms sales too, and military ties with Taiwan, Chinese says. Huh. Same day that article came out, they're like, whoa, you got troops in Taiwan, huh? You know what? Cut ties with that. And you know what? Guess what the White House's position is? This is from the Taiwan News. I had to get this from Taiwan News. White House says it does not support Taiwanese independence. Of course they don't. Why? Because they're shills to China. I believe it. I think that China has a hold on somebody. I don't know who it is. Is it Biden? Maybe. Is that a conspiracy? Yeah, of course. You know, do I think that man has any clue onto what he's saying, what he's doing, the decisions he's making, the implications, and the aftermath of what those decisions rend? I don't think so. I think he is a clueless old man that just get out there and read that teleprompter and don't you dare take any questions. You will leave immediately. And that's exactly what he did. You know, he spoke today and he not one word about Afghanistan. All he did was berate the governors that were helping their citizens remain free. That's embarrassing. These Democrats, they're pushing further and further into authoritarian measures. And all it makes me think of is China. This is what China would do. They'll shove you in a box. Get your gear out of the way. They probably want to shove me in a box. Gosh. This is later on in that day. Same day. This is 2 days ago. China holds assault drills near Taiwan after provocations. They are holding military drills. They're getting ready. This is a matter of time now. This is happening. They've all but said we're going to invade you, Taiwan. Hey, White House, stay out of it. Remove your troops. Cut your contacts with them. Stop selling them military equipment. Because guess what? We want them unequipped so that when we go take them, you know, it's going to be easy. That's what they want. And they're probably going to get it. Because Biden's going to roll over. And he's going to be like, well, we shouldn't be fighting other people's wars. Okay, well, I mean, it's hard to argue with that statement. I don't want to fight other people's wars. But I also recognize when a country like China, who has openly stated multiple times in the past couple years that they think the entire world, that's right, the entire planet would be better under their rule. Xi Jinping has come out and said that. He said the world would be better under China rule, the entire planet. What do you think that's going to look like? Huh? You think Biden actually cares if that comes to fruition? No, not at all. These people don't care. They're old. Nancy Pelosi's 80. You think she's going to be around much longer? Who knows? I mean, 80's getting up there. There's some people live to 100, but she just wants to eat her fancy ice cream out of her $30,000 refrigerator. These people don't care about the next generation. They've been jaded and manipulated by money. And I think I know where that money comes from. China. Anyway, I hope Taiwan holds on. And I know that Japan is, Taiwan used to be a part of Japan, I believe. So I think Japan and Taiwan have close relations. And I think it's only a matter of time before China just starts taking everything. You know, they're doing these terrible deals with, you know, third world countries. Here, we'll build you an airport. You know, borrow this money from us, and if you can't pay us back in, we'll say it's 7 years, we own the land, it becomes China. And these countries can't afford this. They're like, yeah, you know what? We would love to have an airport. We'd love to have people be able to fly and be part of the world and have an infrastructure, have Wi-Fi, have internet. China's like, yeah, we have the money. Throw money. Go build it. Whatever. And then they own the place. It is frightening. So, yeah, I wish them well. All right, let's... Let's talk about soccer. Let's talk about athletes that disrespect our flags. Yay! They're all too prevalent nowadays. Colin Kaepernick started it. Megan Rapinoe jumped right on the bandwagon. Why? Because, I mean, racism sells, right? Critical race theory and racism, it's an $8 billion a year industry. It's crazy. Virtue sells. Really, right? I mean, that's what it is. People think... they want to be virtuous too. I also want to be a part of something. I want to have a purpose in life. These people lack purpose. So suddenly they feel like they're making a difference in the world. No, you're looking like an ass. I'm sorry. I try not to swear on my show. But it really, that's really what they're doing. And sometimes you get, you know, an alternative look on the situation. Case in point, Hope Solo accuses Megan Rapinoe of almost bullying teammates into kneeling. Huh. The former soccer star also accused her teammate of brokering a bad collective bargaining deal for the team. Interesting. Former U.S. Women's National Team soccer star Hope Solo claimed that her teammate Megan Rapinoe almost bullied teammates into kneeling during the national anthem. The soccer player made the claims in an interview with Goal on All of Us show. During the interview, Solo was commenting on the political debates that rose around the team regarding the athlete's decision to kneel during the national anthem. Kneeling during the national anthem has become a popular and controversial way for athletes to express solidarity with racial justice movement in the U.S. and elsewhere. You know what? I gotta say, it absolutely doesn't. You're just disrespecting the American flag, period. That's what you're doing. You know what? You can stand up against racists. That's fine. But America is not racist. I'm sorry. You're wrong. You can show me all the different examples. I did a segment the other day that broke down all the different fake BS that the news has to make up to convince people that it's racist. It's not racist. America's amazing. America's one of the least racist places on the planet. And these athletes that are paid to kneel, I don't know that for sure. That's me making an assumption, but I'm going to go on a limb here and just, I think that they're getting paid to kneel. I mean, look at Colin Kaepernick. He is not a very good football player. He wasn't a very good quarterback and somehow is on the freaking billboards for Nike now because solidarity. Cool. Mediocre is really what it is. And, you know, of course, racism sells. The biggest racists I see are the Democrats. They're the ones telling, you know, minorities that you're less than white people. It's like, that's the freaking Democrats that are saying this. Ugh. So when I see people kneeling, I'm just like, you're brainwashed. You are brainwashed. All these Olympians going, oh, the national anthem. Oh, gosh. I'm so offended. No, you're not. You're acting. You're not upset. It's BS is what it is. Anyway, back to the article here after my little rant. Sorry. Quote, right now, what I've seen is there's been so much debate about the kneeling, not kneeling. I know most people stand against discrimination, she said. And I live in the South. I live in a very conservative area here in North Carolina in the South. Obviously, I have friends on both sides of the aisle, but I think the kneeling thing can be very divisive. Oh, you think? That division was on display during the Tokyo Olympics when some conservatives rooted against the team because the athletes' decision to kneel. Donald Trump was among those criticizing the women, calling them leftist maniacs and wokesters, in particular Rapinoe, who he referred to as the woman with the purple hair. You know what? And I happen to agree with the conservatives that rooted them out, because I didn't care about these teams. I didn't care about these athletes that rooted against America, that think that they're not even happy to compete for the country that they're competing for. Then don't. Shame on you. We're on the world stage representing the country. You shouldn't be there then. It's an honor to be there. I would be honored to be good enough in a sport to represent America. And there were a couple athletes that did, and they shined through, and they earned it, and they were proud of it. And guess what? People loved them, and it had nothing to do with their skin color. It had everything to do about their patriotism and their hard work. That's all that people really care about. Meritocracy. Wow. It turns out people just really care whether you're good at the job or not. Nothing to do with skin color. But this is all that these people think about. Rapinoe had infuriated Mr. Trump by leading the team's boycott against visiting the White House after it won the 2019 World Cup. It's tough, Solo said. I've seen Megan Rapinoe almost bully players into kneeling because she really wants to stand up for something in her particular way. But it's our right as Americans to do it whatever way we're comfortable with. And I think what's really hard being on the main stage right now with so many political issues for athletes. That's a lot of pressure. And ultimately, at the end of the day, our number one focus should and has always been to win first. Well, I don't know if that's true anymore. Maybe for someone like Miss Hope here, but I don't know if that's the case for Megan Rapinoe. I mean, they were undefeated. They lost to Canada in the first time in 20 years. Why? Maybe they weren't focused on playing the game anymore and more focused on making a statement. You know, I was talking to Clifton yesterday about how athletes and superstars and, you know, politicians, you know, the internet has really given us a really amazing thing, a gift. We get to see these people for who they really are. They're idiots. Just because you're good at football or soccer, whatever, you know, however you want to say it, wherever you live, it doesn't mean that you know anything other than playing football. I don't know if this girl has any clue about the realities of, you know, racial justice in America, or if she just follows the mainstream media or gets paid for it. I don't know. But I don't care about these people. I don't listen to their political views. I listen to actual politicians on their what they're actually making bills, or journalists that I trust that will give me the real scoop. I don't go to athletes or movie actors for my political news or medical advice as well. That is just absolutely sheep thought. The U.S. Women's national team has used this platform to forward a number of social causes, including race, gender, and LGBT rights. I thought there was a Q and a plus or a T or an A or something else there. I don't know. The team has also been vocal in its fight to be paid the same as professional men's soccer players. You know what? I gotta say about that too. That is just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know anybody who watches women's sports. And this isn't a knock against women's sports, right? I'm just pointing out an obvious thing. Like, you think about basketball, right? I mean, I follow the Bulls. I grew up in Chicago. I mean, I love the Bulls. Like, I grew up watching Jordan in my home team. You know, they ruled basketball in the 90s. Like, it was amazing. And I grew up in that. You know, I got to live in Chicago during the Bulls era. It was amazing. So, like, I will forever love the Bulls. They're my team. I mean, it's just men's sports. It's rough. It's, you know, I mean, basketball is not the same anymore. It's really sad, the state of basketball nowadays. But it used to be more like, aggro. Men are aggro. They are, you know, watch football. They're smacking against each other. There's something visceral about it that men like to watch. And they watch men's sports. And guess what? That's where the money's at. They pay because that's where the viewers are. They're watching men's sports. So of course there's a discrepancy, because the men's side of sports are getting much more views. They're getting the views. I'm not saying there aren't women that like watching sports as well, but I mean, if you look at the crowds, there's predominantly men. I don't know the exact statistics there. I'm generalizing. This is just my own, you know, what I see, all right? Men's sports just tends to have full stadiums. I actually did a poll when, I don't know, it was a couple months back. The women's basketball team was doing something. I don't even remember what it was. But I think they were complaining about ratings. And I just asked the question, hey, who of my followers has ever watched or watches and follows the women's team? And it was an overwhelmingly, I don't. No one watches it. So what does that say more? My followers or just, you know, the average person doesn't tend to watch women's sports. I feel like that's, maybe men are paid too much. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that their pay is correct. I don't know much about it. All I know is it just seems that there's more money in men's sports because that seems to be where the viewers are, right? I mean, it's just kind of logical. I try to follow the logic in things. But here, they were so close to achieving equal pay in 2016. It was offered to us. It was offered to them. They got offered equal pay. We were about to sign the contract with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. But Megan Rapinoe and the leaders of that team signed a less than equal CBA, which is concerning for the overall class action suit and the overall fight. So wait, why would they have, if they had were offered the same amount of money, wouldn't they have taken it? I that doesn't make any sense to me. That, why? What does that make sense? The women's national team sued the U.S. Soccer on grounds of pay discrimination. It is unclear if Solo's claim that a better deal could have been struck is actually true, as the female athletes are under a different employment classification than male players. Members of the U.S. women's national team are salaried employees with set annual wages and benefits. Members of the U.S. men's national team are not and earn their pay through roster and performance-based bonuses. Solo left the U.S. women's national team in 2016 after her contract was terminated for unsportsmanlike conduct. She called members of Sweden's team cowards. That incident came after a 2014 arrest in which she was charged with assaulting two family members and another ban in 2015 after she borrowed a team van with her husband and drove while drunk. So it seems like she may have been salty. You know, maybe she was upset about losing the spotlight. Who knows? In fact, there is another article that I read about the fact that she wasn't even on the same the team at the same time as when Megan Rapinoe started kneeling. But that isn't to say that her story couldn't be true, or any of these claims are true. Who knows? But I can tell you this. I'm sick of people disrespecting the American flag. I'm sick of it. It needs to end. Bring back supporting athletes that really care about America and the country that they represent. All right, let's get into some super chats. Thank you guys for tuning in. How you guys doing? Hoping you're having a great week so far. If you haven't smashed that like button, please smash that like button. Smash it. I do have a roll. Where's my die? I've got a dice somewhere. Where's my 20-sided? There it is. I got my 20-sided. I'm going to roll that die. You guys know the deal. Good luck. Have fun. Go ahead and guess in chat. 1 through 20. All you got to do is just throw out a number in chat, and I will pick a winner. Whoever says the number first, I roll the die. So good luck and have a great time doing that. Mark G says, they may take our lives, but they will never take our Krigler coffee. And Mark Redacted Shaw, F the Fed and the Aussie government. That's a good, solid first super chat. I don't know if it's first, actually. There might be more, but I'll have to go and check. We've got a winner right away, the Last Crow. This is the second guess. You know, this has been happening often. You guys are somehow clued in with the dice roll number. The Last Crow, congratulations. You won. That was the second guess. You won absolutely nothing. I hope you enjoy it, your prize. Spend it wisely. Mark Robershaw says, true, F. Blizzos. I caught Robert Wiles watching The Quartering. Hey, good. The Quartering's great. Love The Quartering. Robert Wiles says, sorry for being late with this. Diana Francisco trying to keep your mom smiling. You both have a blessed soul. Have a blessed night, everyone. U.S. All right. I like that. I like that. How you doing, mom? That's Diana. Diana's mom. I don't actually know your name, Diana's mom. But hi, Diana's mom. Robert Shaw again continues. China taking Taiwan. Don't underestimate Taiwan. Well, that's why I said China preps to take Taiwan. I mean, they are actually running drills, military drills outside Taiwan. We'll see. The Prophet says, my first time watching live. Love the show. Thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate that. Robert Shaw says, Flintstones had the cleanest cars. Right. I agree with that. With space mining, lithium isn't a problem. We need to get to space. I can't believe I didn't bring that up actually during the segment. I'm a little annoyed at myself because I forget the name of the asteroid. There's an asteroid that we found that's worth $10,000 quadrillion or some crazy amount because of the amount of gold, the amount of lithium, the amount of literally every mineral that we need is on that. And we know where it is. If we can get to it and mine it, we are good, golden. We don't need to mine the earth ever again, which is incredible. How amazing would that be if we can get to that future where we are no longer mining the earth and Greenland can remain pristine and remain the Greenland that it is right now, instead of harvesting half of it to switch to a new new fuel source, which is clean. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know? At the moment, it's not better. Allison says, electric cars are fossil fuel cars with extra steps. Technically, at the moment, yes, they are. Doctor says, Doctor. Justin Wade Powell, my battle hung himself the day after extortion, 17, happened. He claimed he knew certain individuals on that flight. His case was open for a year with me being questioned about his involvement in... Wait. Oh, flight 17. Hold on. Justin Wade Powell, I'm sorry. I don't really understand your super chat here. On that flight, extortion 17... It's sad to lose a friend, though. I have a friend who was... They found him dead to fentanyl overdose. He had never done drugs his entire life. He was a paralegal who was serving a certain somebody papers around 2016. She was a very prominent politician running for a very prominent office. That's all I'm going to say about that. Mark G says, nuclear power is the way to go. It works as long as you upkeep the plant and don't allow any lizards, turtles, and Soviets to enter. One would argue that it was the CIA that caused that. That one would that I'm talking about is, of course, Andreas Exertus. We are supposed to do a Chernobyl deep dive, but we'll get back to it. Let's see. Robert Shaw says, I want a Godzilla, though. I don't. Mr. Knox says, EV sounds good and all, but the mining of minerals, materials that make EV batteries isn't. Heck, the kids are used to mine one of the materials for the batteries. See, these people don't want to face that fact. But it's good for the earth. Is it, though? Once it's a car, yes. They think that these cars just magically appear as, like, these great devices that we can just suddenly use now. It's not so easy. DG Ronnie says, if I buy an electric vehicle today, it will get its charge from natural gas power facilities. Proponents argue that it's still more efficient, but I have doubts. Energy is wasted through power transmission lines and at every substation. Exactly. Nacho Man Randy Sandwich just said, Adam, the only women's sport I watch is women's MMA. Most are genuinely great fighters and entertaining to watch. You know what? That's a good point. I mean, women's MMA. I mean, these women are, they're beasts. You know, they're, and it's a different style. It's, you know, it's, but again, fighting is still visceral. It's still, you get that like, you know? I mean, we're all animals still. Toasting Tony says, we need to go with the nuclear option. Maybe we do, yeah. Mr. Knox says, China needs to be called out by the world for their pollution. They have no right to tell other countries for polluting. And yes, where's Thunberg? She's paid. That girl's a puppet. Oh, don't kid yourself. She's a puppet. Blackwell Disco says, my military buddies were talking about Afghanistan. We all agreed Biden spit in our faces. Everything. And everyone we lost was for nothing. I feel sick. Sorry to be a downer, but I had to say something. I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you at all. Families lost their loved ones in Afghanistan. We've been there for 20 years. There were people there that were born before the war even started. Born after the war started, excuse me. It's crazy. Allison says, forcing people to not own cars is the point. Yeah, you see that though? These cars are not cheap. They're super expensive. And they don't want, if they're going to make it illegal to drive a gas car, guess what? The entire automobile industry changes. And anyone who thought that they can buy a cheap used car, sorry, you're going to have to ride the bus or become a pleb again. All right? A slave to the society, to the government. You need to, lease and, you know, never own. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Build back better. Mark Robichaud says, Adam, are you blind? You think that they want the common people to own cars? No, you peasants catch Uber or public transport. Cars are for the elite. Yep, you all get it. Bird Gang says, the greater good. We shall use authoritarianism to control people instead of making a better product. Boom. That's from the Bird Gang. Nailed it. Nailed it. Robichaud says, space mining will end mineral wars. I hope so. Mark G says, yeah, until China wants a certain asteroid we have. I mean, there's plenty of asteroids out there, but they are basically trying to control space as well. It is a mess. A mess, I tell you. Mark G says, oh, Biden didn't help Ukraine. He won't save Taiwan. It's a good point. It's a good point. Although half of Ukraine kind of wanted to join Russia, right? I mean, that's what I'm finding out. Half of them speak Russian and were okay with joining Russia. This is what I can't confirm this. This is what I've been told by certain people. So, I don't know. That's a debatable subject there. Robichaud says, China all talk, weak trash, all they do is talk. I don't know, we'll see. Do it, China. Let's do it. Let's get it over with. China gets stomped by Indian forces. Literally in the mountains, getting stomped with like sticks and stones. Crazy. We'll see though. I don't know. Mark G says, unpopular opinion. I have no sympathy for those male refugees that died trying to catch that plane. If you are male, 16 to 55, you grab a rifle, not flee. You fight for the country that you want. I agree. Where were the kids? Where were the women and children? Those men were stepping over them. Get out of my way. I'm going to save myself. That seems to be the way it is there. Now, I have heard that they've lost 70,000 men fighting the Taliban over the 20 year of this war, where we've lost 3,000 something. You know, so they've lost a lot of men in this war that we've been a part of. I don't know. You know, it's a tough situation because, you know what? No, it's not a tough situation. If you have a choice to let a woman on the plane to escape to freedom or yourself as a man, you do it. Period. Or you're weak. Period. There is no... That's just it. You let the women and children go and you face what's there. Period. These men were climbing over the women to get on that plane. Mr. Knox says, after all this, I have no faith in America defending Australia if China evades. I don't even think they would have to. I think the Australian government would be like, okay, China, we've prepared the country for you. I don't know what kind of resources that Australia have, but it's a huge land mass that China's probably like, yeah, we're you know, it's that meme, the guy sitting around the tree like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. Robert Shaw says the Chinese couldn't invade Australia, China. Pff, I don't understand what that even meant. Allison said the Nazarene Fund is pulling women, children, Christians out of Afghanistan while Biden lets it burn. They just need donation. Flights are ready to go. You know what? I'm going to look this up. Hold on. Let's look at this right now. Let's check this out. See, the Nazarene Fund. To liberate the captive, to free the enslaved, to rescue, rebuild, and restore the lives of... Wait, hold on. I wasn't done. I wasn't done reading that. Awesome. This is great. You know, I'm not religious, but there's something about what community brings to people. And I mean, I have a friend who's religious and he goes to church and, you know, he's a father and he is part of these community groups as part of his church. And they're, you know, being fathers and bringing the fathers and bringing the guys and the young men together and the boys to teach, you know, building fires and building community and being respectful to women and being like a proper man. And I'm telling you, we need more of that. We need more of that. So, let's see. Robert Shaw says, I'm gonna look more into this. Robert Shaw says, and the restrictions on Japan, America. Do we even have those? I'm not sure. Andrew says, Above Majestic on YouTube explains how Trump's uncle has the contents of Tesla's safe, UFOs, the cabal, hidden history of the Nazis, warning from 2018. Yeah, I think he reacquired them in like 1948 or in the 1950s. His uncle John, I believe. John Trump. I actually know about that, actually. It's pretty cool. Aerodynamic says, don't congratulate Hope Solo just yet. Her Instagram is just full of the same virtue signaling garbage, pro-BLM, and wage gap propaganda. I mean, I don't really know anything about her. I wasn't really focused on her in the story. It was more about calling out Megan Rapinoe for, you know, forcing the people around her to adhere to her ideology, which, you know, if you look at the bigger picture, it's kind of what's going on. Let's see here. Oh, that's great. Benjamin in chat just says, this is the highlight of my days. The community with the chat here. That is so cool. That is amazing. And shout out to my chat. What's up, chat? How you guys doing? You really are amazing. Thank you very much. You guys show up for me daily and really show me that, you know, what I'm doing is worthy. You know, you guys prove to me that I'm doing something that is valued. Thank you. I appreciate you all. You guys are great. Where was I here? I just had a super chat jump like crazy. Hold on. Wow, thank you very much, everybody. Here we go. Mr. Wolfgram says, there is an old video of Usain Bolt putting his hand over his chest for the American national anthem. Not only does he do that, someone's interviewing him, and he's mid-answer, the national anthem plays, and he goes, excuse me, the national anthem. And he turns to the flag, our flag, the American flag. He's Jamaican. He's not even American. And he respects the American flag. Mid-interview, mid-sentence, he goes, the national anthem. I got to show my respect. Usain Bolt, that video was going around. I was just like, boom, that is what I'm talking about. That is an athlete worth respecting. Love that. What an athlete, too. And Max says, concerning Rapinoe, when there is no love in your heart, you will never win. I love that line. Allison says, all the hate makes Rapinoe look 63, not 36. She's younger than me. She looks at least 10 years my senior. At least. She really does look a lot older than I am. I'm 37. I don't know if you guys know this about me. You know? You know what the secret is? No stress. Positive thinking. You know, have a positive outlook. I think that really does help. In, you know, when you stress yourself, when you let the stress of life or lies also burden you, that weighs you down, man. I think so. I think you got to live light. You know, the light of the heart. JL says, Hillsborough County, Tampa area, just reinstated mandatory masks despite DeSantis saying school districts cannot mandate in Florida. HCPS Superintendent Addison Davis is currently being investigated for several monetary things. My goodness, these authoritarian measures are absolutely bonkers. It's crazy. Kim in chat just says, hate ages you. Yep, I believe it. Robert Shaw says, how many times have high schoolers beaten the women team? I don't even know. I did hear that the high school men's team beat the women's soccer team. Who knows? Mark G says, check for hidden doc cameras in your room. Documentary cameras in my room? Why? What was I talking about there? Robert Shaw says, if I die from the redacted, I'll let you know. Sure. Thanks. Yeah, definitely let me know there. Sejong says, Willie Brown's chew toy. Sorry. The VP appears to be courting cabinet members to invoke the 25th. Ruh-roh. Also saw my meme. Roll me a hot 6 or 9. I'm easy. Heyo. All right. It is not a 6 or a 9, unfortunately. But good luck. I have rolled the dice. You guys know the deal. Guess 1 through 20 in chat. Winner gets absolutely nothing, but I will call your name out because you win in my heart. I did not see, though, that the VP is courting cabinet members. It's not really surprising. I also know that half of the Democrats are freaked out about her because she's a terrible woman. She's horrible. Her name literally translates to horrible. She is Horrible Harris. Rabershaw says, there is a zombie star that's made of heavy elements. Ah, interesting. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer, you're right. I rolled a natural 20. Don't you love it? Congratulations, sir. You've won. Great to see you in chat. Love seeing the friendly faces. You won absolutely nothing. Enjoy it while it lasts. You know, wealth never stays around too long. Rabershaw says, have I mentioned space mining yet? Let's go. Let's do it now. Agreed. Metastep says, I take 1,100 milligrams of lithium every night. Really? You take a pill of lithium? What does that do for you? I don't know anything about that. Francisco says, 420 Pacific time. Pack your Krugler bongs. I like your shirt. Thank you. This is my, I want to dress nice shirt. I've worn this shirt to weddings. I've worn this shirt to Christmas dinners. I mean, you ask. My family, literally every single nice thing, I'll put like a vest over it, a nice vest. You know, it goes well with my dapper hat. You know, I got my dapper hat here. You know, how's that look? Hold on. Yeah. I love this hat. I haven't worn this thing in so long, but because of like my hair is short, it holds snug to my head and it feels so good. Now I'll just rock it for the rest of the time. It's a dapper shirt. Thank you, Mr. W. I like this hat. I got this hat in Prague. I got this in Prague when I was there 3 years ago. I don't know. I did a European road trip in the RV. It was awesome. It was great. Let's see here. Mao Demighty says, late for the show, I was catching ant larva for gecko. Oh, that's cool. So you go and catch the ant larva to feed your gecko? That's kind of dope. I like that. Robert Shaw says, China is working on thorium salt reactor tech. Yep, that's another. The reactors, nuclear, thorium, salt, like all that stuff. I mean, that's really what we need to figure out. I mean, what we really need to do is figure out the arc reactor. Now, I know it's from Iron Man, but if we can figure some sort of perpetual motion, perpetual energy system, fusion energy, like a mini sun, I mean, that would be absolutely amazing, like groundbreaking for the planet. Metastep says, sorry about your friend. One of my best friends died from fentanyl-laced heroin. I met the person that sold it to him in prison, wanted to kill. Dang. That's crazy. Evodio says, and for the record, I don't think he took the stuff himself. My buddy. Yeah, I think that he was... Evodio says, the Taliban is reportedly taking weapons away from civilians. Additionally, the Taliban are already forcing women to marry their fighters. And shooting women. After they promised that they will... I mean, after they promised. I'm going to talk about tomorrow. My goodness, an update on the whole Taliban-Afghanistan situation, because it's ongoing and ridiculous. Mark G says, paths to glory. I just had a super chat jump like crazy. Thank you guys so much. Cowards get shot. There it is. Mr. Knox says, let's play Waldo, but let's spot the women in that cargo area of the jet. Mostly men. Yep, exactly. Yeah, I'll have a picture of that probably to show tomorrow, hopefully. Robert Shaw says, when the boat people came to Australia and capsized, the men climbed over the women to get on the rescue ships. Not surprised at all. Billy Brown Cow says, I have a theory about the women and children refugees. Perhaps the U.S. elites did 9/11 to invade Afghanistan to take the children for Epstein-type stuff. Yeah, that is a freaking dark conspiracy. Jeez. Atrus Arenas says, as someone who was evacuated when Indonesia went hot in 1997, I am incredibly frustrated and angered by what is happening under this administration. And you should be. Robert Shaw says, as the Japanese couldn't invade Australia in World War II, China doesn't have the resources or the skill to take Australia. We will outlast them all. Yeah, but what I said was, the government give it to them. This authoritarian, crazy government that's locking down everyone, and they don't have guns anymore, so like, how can they really fight back? Like, China can't take America in a land war, because Americans are freaking armed to the teeth. Period. Sejong says, U.S. paid combat jets seen leaving Afghanistan. Secretary of Defense have no idea where they are right now. This is only the start of the BS. Enemies want those planes. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Lev says, I'd love for you to come back on, come on Break the Rules stream in the fall. I emailed you earlier. Please let me know how we can make this happen. Love your show. Oh, thank you, Lev. You know, I actually checked your show out, and I would like to come on. I can't believe I didn't get back to you. Listen, Lev, I'm going to make a point. You know what? Right now, I'll just do it. Let me find you on Twitter and just email you, or, you know, let me see. Lev, I think I could just find you. And you follow me. Break the Rules. I am following you now on Twitter, so you can hit me up. Hit me up in a DM on Twitter. My DMs are closed on Twitter, so once you DM me on Twitter, it's relatively easier to get a hold of me. Robert Shaw says, I can't believe Tim won't embrace his baldness. Okay. Sleazy says, when Twitch? You seen Little Chad webtoons? I think it's from Jack Murphy. It definitely is from Jack Murphy. I have seen them. They're absolutely fantastic. I cannot Twitch on this laptop. I get some sort of... I don't think this thing can handle all the stuff that I when you're playing a game. It can handle playing a game really well, but then when I start streaming a game, you know, because I'm on a laptop currently, and my stuff comes next week, so I'll get to it. Yep, Lev, I saw you just sent me a message. Right on, let's chat. I would love to join you on your show. Sleazy, oh, I just read your super. I'm super drunk just says, all right, who moved my drink? I'm gonna fight somebody. Well, I could tell you right now it was not me. President-elect Pressure says Tim needs to embrace his baldness. I mean, I kind of agree. I kind of agree. I mean, but at the same time, it is his brand, right? I mean, he is, that is what Tim Pool is. You know, he has a beanie. You know, he, yeah, okay, sure, he's bald. But, you know, it's his look, though. It's his whole thing. You know, so, I don't know, we'll see. Probably never. Mark G says, want to stay youthful? Don't want to look like that purple hair soccer harpy? Then drink Krigler coffee, guaranteed to make you stay young. Whoa, ho, ho. Not actually guaranteed to make you stay young. Steven Suarez, long hair, you look like a hippie and were a hilf. Short hair, you look like a jock, now a jilf. Well, thank you, Steven. I appreciate that very much. Good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Mark Robershaw says, doom and gloom, no wonder Tim's bald. Hey, you guys. Mark G says, who's Tim? Ba-dum-tsh. Tracy says, I was against you cutting your hair, but not going to lie, that cut looks really good on you. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tracy. I love it so much. Oh my gosh. I'm serious when I say this. I will have short hair for a long time because this feels just so good. Like going to sleep, like I would wake up and my hair would be under my shoulder and I couldn't move my head. It was like stuck and I'm like, ah, like I gotta friggin', I gotta like lift my head up and shift my hair around. It's so annoying. But thank you, Tracy. I really appreciate that compliment. Robershaw says, are you balding from stress and doom? You need Krigler coffee, Adam blend. You'll never lose hair again. You'll be at peace and please your woman. Oh my God. Robershaw, what are you doing, man? Oh my gosh. Oh, dude. Oh my goodness. That was funny. Okay. Where was I? Sunrise says, ahoy, Commodore Krigler. What are your thoughts on the proposed mandatory jabs? I understand the overlords are watching, so stay safe. I think mandatory jabs are absolutely insanity. Period. Black Magic says, wait until winter, Adam. I'll just throw a beanie on, baby. Yo, you know I still rock a beanie. That's right. We were the Beanie Bros. Rest in peace, Beanie Bros. We are no longer the Beanie Bros. I will just be me. Yeah. Let's see. Jabralin says, the Taliban has started the sex gang hunting women between the ages of 12 and 45 to perform forceful sexual acts or kill them. That is frightening. I haven't seen that yet, but man, that's a shame if that's true. Mark G says, so the enemy can have taxpayer-paid guns and police, or guns and vehicles, but if I want to put an FRT 15 trigger in my AR, the ATF will shoot my dog. F the Fed. Robershaw says, we don't need guns, we have a donk. RG Merkel with a $20 super chat. This is for you to give away a bag of coffee to anyone you wish, in any way you wish. Oh, would you look at that? Let's do this right now. I'm going to give away a bag of coffee. That's right, because RG Merkel just paid $20 to give one of you, someone that's paying attention to my show, who's watching right now, we are going to have an actual winner for the dice game, sponsored by RG Merkel. Good luck, have fun. This is an actual contest for a bag of coffee of your choosing from KriglerCoffee.com. Good luck, have fun. I have rolled the dice. There is an actual prize on the line. Good luck, everybody. I don't even want to get a DCA or something. I'm watching the numbers. Someone's going to win. There we go. We got a winner. It's Dan Smith. Dan Smith, 440 Studios. Dude, happy birthday. It was your birthday like a couple weeks back. So I'm kind of hyped that it's you. So you just won the actual dice game that was giving away something. This is very rare, by the way. Brought to you by RG Merkel. You won. Congratulations, Mr. Smith. Wow. I kind of love that it's going to one of the regulars. All right, so listen. So what I'm going to need you to do, you're going to have to dox yourself to me. You got to give me your information because I'm going to have to send you a bag of coffee. Pat, he wants to give a bag of coffee. So listen, you need to email me at I think it's the Krigler Show. Honestly, go with adamcastirl@gmail.com. I'm terrible with emails. So go there and send me your information and the type of bag, whatever bag you want. And I'm gonna get you a bag of coffee, my friend. So congratulations. That is absolutely very awesome. I'm super hyped. Very cool. RG Merkel, thank you, man. That's cool. I love this. All right, let's see. Robert Shaw says, you said it, not me, bro. I don't know what I said. Something about Tim, probably. Mr. Knox says, Robert Shaw broke the Commodore. M. Pao says, I blame the show Glee for the last decade. It weakened the youth and made them into victims. Now they're adults who can't cope and have no hope. Oof. I've never seen the show. I really don't know what Glee is about. I just know it's song and dance or something. Leonardo says, I agree with Mark G. Why the hell would I listen to people who armed the Taliban with machine guns and created the Joe Biden Taliban Air Force? It's absolutely bonkers. Robert Shaw says, are you cringe? Are you woke? Do you complain all the time? You need Krigler Coffee Uppercut Blend. It'll knock some sense right into you. Philip B. with a $20 super chat says, play again. It's like the lottery. You'll be the Oprah of coffee before long. You get a bag of coffee. You get a bag of coffee. Everybody gets coffee. Oh, that's funny. Wait, are you serious? You want to roll it? You want me to roll again? Are you sponsoring another gift bag of coffee? Thick Nick won it. Wait, what are you talking about? Hold on, I'll go back, I'll check it. Let me see. I'm pretty sure I don't think it was. Freya's spamming it in chat, the Thick Nick one. I can't actually go back in time to see, but I'm pretty good at looking at the numbers. And they were rolling in. I announced it and was laser focused on it. So I'm gonna give it to my man Smith, all right? All right, so wait. You guys are already guessing. I haven't started the next one. All right? I haven't started the next thing. I don't know if I want this to be a thing because you guys have to understand of that $20 super chat, I'm only getting 70%. So I'm actually losing money to do this. So you guys actually have to, if you're going to do that, it's got to be more. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest though. It's like you're not actually paying enough for me to like it even to be worth it to give bags of coffee away. So Philip, I really do appreciate that. I kind of feel bad, but I don't know. You guys, it's not as because the coffee is not expensive, or it's kind of expensive. So 70% of $20 isn't enough to cover the bag of the coffee, but I love the initiative of the first for RG to come out with it. So, Philip, thank you for that, though. Oh, and Philip says, this one is for the sweet haircut. Thank you, Philip. I appreciate that, mate. That's fantastic. Metastep says, U.S. supplied Taliban with weapons in the 80s to fight the Russians, and now they're... Yeah, now they're supplied by us just leaving stuff there. It's absolutely bonkers. All right, I love you guys. I'm serious. You guys are so cool. I love hanging out with you guys every night. It does feel... Smith, make sure you email me your information, and I'll get you a bag of coffee. Riddler, with a $35 super chat, just says, screw it, I'll sponsor a coffee giveaway. Okay. Well, that's definitely enough to cover a bag. You guys, all right, I got to do it. All right, I rolled the dice again. We're doing this again. All right, another bag of coffee. You guys get to choose what kind of coffee you want. I'm watching the numbers. We got this again. All right, good luck. Have fun. I'm watching the numbers. Tommy Nation, right off the bat, it's 3. Tommy Nation, dude, we got a winner right off the bat. Tommy Nation, Riddler 356 has sponsored it again. I mean, $35, that's enough to cover a bag for sure. Thank you guys so much. This is absolutely fun. Tommy Nation, all I need you to do is email me at the Krigler Show. Oh, no. I'm sorry. AdamCastIRL@gmail.com. I think I have a Krigler Show email. I don't even know. I got to make sure I actually... Let me check my website to see if it's on there. Hold on. AdamKrigler.net. Let's see if I've got this on here. I don't even know my own email. Is that bad? Oh, it is. The Krigler Show. It's thekriglershow@gmail.com. Why don't you guys do that? Smith, I know you're still in chat. Do me a favor. Email thekriglershow@gmail.com instead. And Tommy Nation, send me your information. Pick a bag from kriglercoffee.com and email it to thekriglershow@gmail.com. And we will get you guys both a bag of coffee. All right. Thank you guys so much. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Thank every single one of you who has been sharing my videos. I'm seeing a lot of my videos being shared. Thank you guys so much. I really do appreciate every time you share it. More people see my show. My show is slowly growing, and it's all because of you. Thank you guys very much. I really do appreciate you. Mr. Knox says, I freaking love chat. Me too. I absolutely do. Thank you guys. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I will see you guys tomorrow here on The Krigler Show. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show, coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.